Scarlet Stone. I'm here again in the Julieland Lair with our second episode of Scarlet Talks. And I'm very happy to be accompanied by Samantha Bentley and Ash Hollywood.
Hello.
Hi. So thanks for being here. I wanted to ask you both a bunch of questions about your adult career, what it means to be a porn star.
Okay.
So first, I want to know what you both think of the term porn star.
Personally, I don't like calling myself a porn star because I've only been doing this 2.5 years. A porn star to me is like Stormy Daniels or Jenna Jameson or somebody who's made it a lengthy amount of time. I mean, I would even go as far as to call Lexi Bell a porn star because she's established, she's popular, she's been in the game about 5 or more years. And for me, I feel like I still have my new porn star smell. It hasn't worn off yet.
Yeah. And Samantha?
I completely agree. I think that to earn the porn star title, you really have to have gone through the paces, I guess, of the industry. And I've also only been there for 2.5 years, so I don't think I've earned my wings just yet. I mean, it's always very flattering to hear someone call you a porn star, but then like I can never say it myself. Like, I'm a porn person.
I like to say adult performer. I mean, when people ask me, I don't come out right with saying that I'm a porn star. I'm like, oh, I'm a model. You know, I hide it as long as I can, truly.
Yeah.
And not because I'm embarrassed of it, just because it's not something that I want to broadcast, I guess. I mean, if people recognize me, they recognize me. But other than that, I wouldn't necessarily call myself a star yet.
But my question is, that how do you earn the title? Is it a matter of like fucking so many guys or so many scenes or winning an award?
I think it has to do more with experience and popularity, what you've done with yourself and your time you've been given. Like, yeah. Bobby Starr to me is a porn star. Bobby Starr is one of the greatest porn stars I know with everything that she's done. You know, she directs, she produces, she performs, she's won awards, she's an amazing all-around human being and performer.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I love Bobby. In fact, she won the Scarlet Stone Award.
Exactly.
She won a lot of awards this year.
Yeah,
Bobby's like a, you know, she is a porn star. And I think that, yeah, it's also about like your longevity in the game. Like, you know, there's so many girls that come in, they do one scene and they're like, I'm a porn star. And it's like, no, you're not.
Right.
Yeah. Like, the word star, like, is added to your name when you, you know, you're well-known.
When you actually are a star.
You become, like, a household name, like Tracy Lords or Jenna Jameson.
Yeah,
totally.
So, on that same note, what do you think is the most common misconception about porn stars or an adult, you know, adult performers?
That we're all fucking stupid.
That we all want to jump on your dick right the moment we meet you.
We want to fuck all of your boyfriends.
We want to play with all of your balls. one of the biggest misconceptions with us truly is that we not only perform, but we live our lives that way. And I really fucking hate all the media and things like that where it's like, girls are like, oh yeah, I'm fucking like a porn star. I'm acting like a porn star. No, you're acting like an immature little whore. And, you know, being a performer is different from your real life. There are some girls that live the lifestyle and perform, and they don't stick around for very long. You have to learn where to separate the two. The whole world is not your stage.
So, like, for you, your porn persona of Samantha Bentley, of Ash Hollywood, like, how does that compare to who you are as a person outside of the adult industry?
I'm actually pretty shy.
Like, really?
Samantha Duckface Bentley.
Yeah, Samantha Duckface Bentley. Fuck you. I get very, very anxious. Like, I don't really like going out or being in public places. I'd much prefer to kind of stay in with a couple of
people. We were actually just talking about this on the way home.
I don't believe a word of that.
How we get terrible social anxiety and we don't go out that much.
It takes a certain kind of person to, you know, be comfortable with their body, to be filmed that way and to be with people and to be sociable. So
I've grown as a performer with my self-confidence and everything like that. I was a very traditional girl coming into this. I was just like every other girl, like only had sex with my boyfriends. You know, like I was a party girl. I would go out. I started partying when I was young, but that didn't have to do anything with it. I have a lot of self-confidence now and I actually wear makeup and carry a purse, but I never used to do those things. I was really tomboy. But at the same time, I have more social anxiety going out now because it's really tough when you're recognized. And it's really tough when people figure out who you are and the way that they treat you. It's almost in a negative light. Or for guys, it's in a too aggressive light. But, I mean, a lot of people have a character that they play with their stage name. And I can honestly say that I don't. Ash in real life and Ash Hollywood, the only difference is that Ash Hollywood has absolutely no filter and no class. Like, I say everything that comes to mind, I do whatever I want. That's me being out there. Whereas the real Ash actually has manners and she's reserved and she's a classy girl.
Yeah. And I can be for you.
I'm exactly the same. I mean, the way that I perform is like how I am in my personal life in bed. Like, I like all of the stuff that I do. I won't do anything on set that I don't enjoy in my personal life, but at the same time, like in my personal life, you know, I am quite well behaved, and I like to treat people like with respect and be respected and be like a good girl, I guess. Which is very hard for people to treat you like that when you're fucking on camera.
Yeah, and they have like a certain perception like, of
particularly
of who you
men,
are.
Like Ash was saying, you know, they can come across quite aggressive because they think, oh, you fuck on film for a living, so I can just, you know, grab you and you're right. Going to want to jump in a bed on me and get on my dick or whatever.
Doesn't work that way?
No, it doesn't. Sorry, dick.
Damn it.
Exactly.
So when you said that there are certain things that you may or may not be comfortable doing, is there anything that you're not okay with doing on set? Or like, are there boundaries that you've set for yourself?
Eventually, I will be limitless, but I'm kind of adding it in one at a time at the moment. But that's purely for business reasons, not because I'm like, oh no, I don't want to do that. Eventually, right. I will do everything.
Everything?
Wow. Yeah, everything.
Are we talking bold DPs?
That's a very bold
DP. Yeah. Like the bottle of the bar. That's like
we want to make her airtight.
So you're talking with double vag, double.
I will do everything. Double vag and double anal and double cock in my mouth.
No, you need to beat Amy Brooke. Amy Brooke does, I think, quadruple anal now, yeah. Or like
I don't even think that's physically possible.
Amy Brooke goes to kink.com, and I think she's actually up to 5 dildos in her ass now.
Oh,
that's Amy for you.
Because right. You can't position that many real cocks right. Because it's hard enough doing double, you know, way. Double vag right. Plus an anal and all that. Because I've actually asked them about the actual gymnastics of doing this, and it's hilarious to me. But there's a lot of, I'm the same way. I don't do anything on camera that I'm not comfortable with in my personal life, that I haven't tried in my personal life. They're not things that I use every day. Like, I don't beat my face with cocks in real life. But, you know, it's, I have to be comfortable. Okay, there's sometimes.
When the mood strikes.
When the mood strikes.
Yeah. All right. And so when you are on set, do you feel like you are being treated differently because you're the star, or do you feel like there's some sort of camaraderie between like the crew and the person actually fucking on screen?
You know what? I was talking to somebody about this the other day because I did a mainstream movie where I was just like a bit part in it, and the way I was treated on that set was like a piece of shit, but the way that I'm treated on a porn set is fucking amazing. Like, everyone's so respectful and nice and just really kind of, they always check that you're okay and that you want things. Well, from my experience anyway, it's always been really, really positive the way everyone has treated me on set. So I don't know if other people have had bad experiences.
I mean, for me it's been a little different. I've worked on, you know, high mainstream shoots, and I've worked on porn shoots, but with growing in this for 2.5 years, I'd say that there's a camaraderie because you get to know everybody. There's a lot of people who have problems with the way people are hired even, but directors are going to hire people who they know do a good scene, who they know are reliable, yeah. And you do that by proving yourself over time and making a little bit of a friendship. Me personally, I'm not the type of girl to go on Twitter and suck up to directors or anything like that for work. Instead, I let them hire me on my performance, whereas a lot of people try to become friends, and I don't think that line should be crossed. It's too much drama. I've tried it in the past. It doesn't work at all.
You do not want to be friends with porn stars.
Well, no, you don't want to be friends with truly anybody in this industry because you will end up getting screwed. But there is a
literally.
there is a respect to be had, and there are things that you have to learn along the way. But more camaraderie. I mean, when I go to set, there's certain companies I like working for because I'm hanging out with my friends all day, and I don't feel bad about being on set for 8 hours because I'd be sitting at home doing nothing, staring at my animals, and instead I'm hanging out with friends and I'm making money. Yeah. And the mainstream shoots I've been on, there are times where you get treated like shit, and when you're a newbie in porn, there's times you get treated like shit because people don't know you. You haven't earned that respect yet. But there's been mainstream shoots I've been on with, you know, top photographers where they've pampered me more than in porn. Like, you're lucky if you get to eat on a porn set because there's bags of chips and double shots of water. And, you know, yeah. That's not the area that we're pampered in at all.
Right. And so when you're offset and you're, you know, living your everyday, you said that people do recognize you.
People have begun to recognize me, and it's because I have a very unique look. I have short hair and I have distinguishable tattoos, and people will come up to me and go, "Are you an actress?" And I say, and I go, "No, I'm a really shitty actress, actually." And they're like, "Oh, well, have you ever been in any films?"
Yeah, like, what and I really want to ask you is,
do you take cock on camera?
Yeah, no, yeah. But they won't say that. No, they're too embarrassed, especially in a public place. And so I love to play games with people. So I'll go, "Where do you think that you've seen me?" And they're like, "Well, I don't know. I think I saw you on like a film somewhere." And I'm like, "Really? Is that because you're a pervert?" And then their face just drops and they're like, "Oh my God, she figured me out first." Or I'll make them say it, and it's just so funny to like watch them be like,
because they get so uncomfortable.
The strangest place you ever got recognized in, though?
A me? Train at like 2 o'clock in the morning in serious? London. Yeah, but this guy was with his girlfriend. I was on the train home from somewhere, and this guy just starts looking at me and he's like, "Oh, I recognize you. I know you. And I looked up and I was like, "Do you?" And then he looked at me, and I think he thought he might have recognized me as a friend. And then he looked at me and he kind of clocked where he recognized me from. Oh, and I could see it in his face. And he was like, "Oh, shit." And I was like, yeah. And his girlfriend was like, looking, she's like, "Where do you know her from? Where do you know her from?" And I was like, "He's a pervert."
Oh my God.
I've had people recognize me in public places, especially around Hollywood. I go to a lot of shows and whatnot. I go see a lot of DJs. I usually end up dancing on stage after a few drinks. Like, I don't care. And instead of people coming up to me at night, they'll tweet me. And it's the most awkward thing in the world, because they'll be like, "Oh my God, you're at the Viper Room right now." And I'm like, "You couldn't come say hi?"
Yeah.
And so all I imagine is this person like lurking in the shadows, like, "Oh my God, there's Ash Hollywood."
I get people doing that like at my boyfriend's show, and they'll tweet and they'll be like, "I saw you on this, I saw you at the show tonight." And I'm like,
I think that shows that there are so many people that are, you know, watching porn, yeah. And that your identity, it's not just like within that realm. And
yeah.
It's like, it's basically penetrated all realms of society, which is a huge deal.
Well, it's also, you can tell more about what people think and feel about porn stars just by the way that we're tweeted and treated and everything on social networks, because there are guys that try to get my attention by being like, "Oh baby, I want to suck your pussy so fucking bad." And I'm like,
or they send you pictures of their cock. They tweet you a picture of their cock and they're like, "Hi, beautiful." And it's like, "Oh my God, yeah, that's exactly what I needed today. Another penis."
We do this for work, and so we don't.
I don't need to look at your cock again.
I know. And then they get mad. They're like, "Well, why didn't you tweet me back? Why don't you want to do that? Why don't you want to be talked to like that? Why do you do what you do if you don't want to be treated like that?" It's like, I am a performer. I have the balls to shove something in my pussy and give you the courtesy to watch. The least you can do is have the courtesy to have a little respect for me.
What I like especially is when they tweet you, and if you don't reply, then they're like, "You're fucking ugly anyway," like all this stuff. And it's like,
and obviously they're just really dick sore about it.
It's like, yeah, dude, you know, I look at my fucking timeline and see how many people like tweet the same thing over and over again
to different girls, right?
Yeah. And
oh,
it's
God,
like, like you go,
you're
on their profile, and
the entire
every
world.
Single tweet is to a pause us. It's like, "At Ash Hollywood, hi baby, you're my favorite girl. Can I get a retweet at Samantha Bentley, hi baby, you're my favorite porn girl. Can I get a retweet at Stormy Daniels?" Like,
so
literally,
they have like 10 favorite girls. They tweet the same thing.
But they probably haven't even seen any of our movies.
Say they do like 50 of them, hoping that one will respond.
It like sounds like they're just trying to get some kind of ego boost, and they're probably alone in their room,
right,
jerking it, sweating
in their mother's basement. Yeah. Wow's going on the other monitor. Yeah.
So, do you think that, you know, how things have evolved, do you think that porn has damaged our society? Has it made it better? Like, what are your thoughts on that? As you know, I don't think it's damaged anything.
I think sexuality is becoming more open in America, which I'm very proactive for, because if you go to Europe, it's completely different.
Is it
completely
Samantha?
Different? I mean,
you obviously
there are commercials
more
with like women's tits in it in some countries,
it's
and here
really
you can't
strange
even show tits on Instagram.
Because
that's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. We're like the same with Instagram, obviously, and Facebook and Twitter, like it's all censored and everything. But in Europe, it is more open about stuff like that. However, the porn industry in the UK is very much under the carpet. Like, there aren't very many companies, and a lot of people that do porn, they'll kind of have another job as well, and they won't really admit it. Whereas over here, it's like, yeah, I do porn. You know, it's it's okay to say. It's like over there, it's more kind of people don't really talk about it. Like, I don't know. Like, for example, on Hollywood Boulevard here, there's like loads of shops that sell like stripper clothes and basically porn star outfits. Mm-hmm. We have one area of London that sells that, like Soho, like the really dingy area.
That's where I want to be though. Like, I want to go to those stores and I want to buy all that stuff. Like, and I love London, so I'm very jealous that you live there. But
I really don't think it's done damage per se. I mean, porn has been out there for so many years, and there's always going to be different types of people. There's going to be the exhibitionists, and there's going to be the reserved people.
I think
people.
There's a bit of damage in one area, and I've heard this from a few girls, and I think it's damaging a lot of men on how they are taught, because most men nowadays, the generation learns how to fuck by watching porn. So
this is true, but I'm really glad they have the educational movement out in porn now.
Yeah, but no, what I'm saying is like a lot of girls have complained to me. A lot of girls complain to me that they're, that like they start having sex with a guy and they think it's they think they're in a porn movie, so they want to instantly fucking do some crazy position, reverse cowgirl, and they'll start calling it out, and you're like, wait a minute, like what?
They start calling it out. Like,
yeah,
it's like
girls
like,
have been like, and like. Like one of my friends said it best. She's like, you know, she goes, I like anal sex, but I don't like it on the first date. And guys want to automatically stick their cock in your ass.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm obviously not a porn star, but there have been times like when the first time I'm gonna have sex with a guy, they're like, can I do like a cum shot? Can I like do all this
can
stuff?
Can I do a cum shot? Can I come on you?
I'm just kind of like, clearly you watched porn like right before we went on this date, you know? And
as long as he's filming it, it's okay.
And hopefully I would get like paid, or I'd get like another dinner out of
exactly.
it, you know? No,
oh,
but
cheap
I just,
date. She's like, I just want another dinner. I just want another dinner.
Yeah. But I mean, I just definitely think that porn has damage, but it's also enlightened our society.
I don't think it's,
porn is starting to evolve to cater to that though, because I mean, our porn industry is slowly declining with piracy and everything like that. And now we've opened porn up to a larger market. We're trying to have the romance series. We have educational series.
Yeah,
I mean, we're trying to keep up with it as much as we can, because I mean, people's safety and education is very important to us, especially because, you know, kids that aren't supposed to be watching porn are watching porn. And so
when you say kids, they're kids.
Yeah. They're using the internet and they're watching porn illegally, which there's nothing we can do about that, but at least we can educate them also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the education system in our schools for sex ed is ridiculous. My brother and I are
non-existent
now. I mean, me and my brother are 4 years apart and we went through the same school system, and our education is vastly different. I had a great education. My brother has hardly any at all, and he just graduated. He turned 19, so I can only imagine what kids now have.
I just wanted to say one thing. I think the word I wouldn't use is damaged. That's really what it is.
So influence.
I don't know the word influence, good, bad,
indifferent,
whatever, but I don't think it's damaged anything. I think it's kind of screwed things up for some people, but like anything in life, there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
Personal note, though, that I hate shooting romance, because I want you to drive me like a rental and send me on my way.
Oh my gosh, I'm exactly the same. I fucking
hate. At least with an option to buy?
No, it's I'm too expensive. Come on, you can't afford me. Emotionally or financially.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. I love hearing both of your thoughts, and I'm so glad that your presence could be here in the Julie Lynn Lair. So again, please follow us on Twitter. Samantha.
I'm at Hold My Hands Down.
I am at Ash Hollywood.
And I'm at Scarlett_Stone. Remember the underscore.
Don't forget the underscore.
Don't forget the underscore. And Dick over there.
At Dick Avery.
And at Julie Lynn. So thank you again for being here.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye.